Okay, today's daf is Menachas, daf Mem Beis, and we are on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. A couple of lines up from the bottom as we continue the sugyas of tzitzis and related issues here in Perek HaTcheles as we go through these dafim. We haven't mentioned, I don't remember recently, but it is interesting that all the laws of tzitzis are nowhere in Mishnayos. Right, and that was pointed out by the Rambam already in the Pirush Mishnayos. Where all these laws of tzitzis and tefillin and the like are not in Mishnayos anywhere. Why aren't they in Mishnayos? The Rambam says that they were so chaviv to Am Yisrael, so Yehuda Hanasi did not feel the need to put them into Mishnayos. Interesting, why dafka these out of all others? But again, tzitzis and tefillin and mezuzah, maybe they were so basic and so defining that everybody knew them, everybody did them, but all the halachas are in the Gemara, rather not in the Mishnayos, but they are in the Gemara. They try to use that Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos here, to explain in Yoni Chanukah as well, which is more unusual. Chanukah is only 1 week out of the year. Why in Yoni Chanukah are only mentioned 8 times, Derech Agav and Mishnayos and Bikurim and in Megillah and in Baba Kama, right, a couple of places here and there. But nowhere do you have halachas of a Chanukah, but some relate that Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam that's written here about tzitzis, tefillin, and mezuzah to Chanukah as well. Okay, but either way, we continue now. Mem Aleph Amud Beis, 5 lines up. Lameimra says the Gemara. We just quoted that the tzitzis, Rabbi Papa said the halacha is that we need 4 strings, as we have, within 3 etzbaos of the edge. B'toch shalosh, mishuleshes arben, has to be, 4 have to be hanging down. But within 3 etzbaos of the edge. So, lameimra, the islu shiura, is this to say that there is a shear, there's a minimum shear for tzitzis? The fact that this language sounds like, you know, that it has to have for aminu, but didn't we learn tzitzis? Ein tzitzis ela yotzei. What is the word tzitzis come from? It comes from the word yotze, to go out. Last Rashi, talui v'yotze min hakanaf mashu. It goes out of the corner. At the corner of the beged, and it goes out of the corner a little bit. Mashu always sounds like no shear, just a little bit. V'ein tzitzis ela mashu. V'kfar olu zikne bei shamai v'zikne bei silel la'alias Yochanan ben Maseira. They already went up to the aliyah of Yochanan or Yonasan ben Beseira, right? A lot of times, Batei Medrash were in the attics there, right? The Aliyah, right? Having Masechta Shabbos, the 18 Dvarim, were the in the Aliyah. So here they went up to the attic. The Yamru Tzitzis ain't Lashir, and they said Tzitzis has no Shir, right? So that says the Brisa. Kayot Sebo, similarly, Lulav ain't Bo Shir. And also, Lulav has no shear, says the Brisa. So, my lav ain't la shear cloud. Doesn't this mean that there is no shear at all? And therefore, it's a kash under of papa. And the whole previous discussion, which sounds like there is a minimum shear. Sagara says, no, that can't be. Because look at the parallel. Well, lulav also doesn't have a shear. The answer is low. Ain la shear la mala, aval yesh la shear la mata. Right? No, there's no minimum shear. Ain la shear la mala. There's no maximum shear. I mean, you can make it as long as you want. Aval yesh lashir lamata. But there is a shir lamata. Mikros gadolos dvarim. Please, thanks. Aval yesh lashir lamata. But there, of course, there is a minimum shir. Dilote mahachi, because look at the next line. Kayotzi bo lulav ain lo shir. Hakanamid ain lo shir klau. What? Lulav ain lo shir means there is no shir for lulav? Of course there's a shir for lulav. That's a Mishnah in Sukkah. V'hatz nan. Lulav sheish bo gimel tvachim kedela nanea bo kasher. Right? Lulav that has 3 tvachim, kedela nanea. And the gersa there is u kedela nanea. 3 tvachim, 4 tvachim, kasher. But you see, there is a shear by lulav. Ela ein lo shear lamala. Avo yesh lo shear lamata. So what must it mean by lulav? That there is no maximum shear, but there is a minimum shear. Achanami ein lo shear lamala. Avo yesh lo shear lamata. There is a minimum shear by tzitzis as well. And therefore, what Rav Papa says is correct. So there is no maximum shear by tzitzis. Is there anything that one has to worry about when it comes to maximum by tzitzis? So there is a Baal HaTurim and here it is. The first Baal HaTurim in Parshas Akev, right? Vahaya Akev Tishmu'un, right? Akev Ishmatun. What does Rashi quote? The mitzvahs that a person steps on. The mitzvahs that a person doesn't take seriously, right? Steps on in the figurative sense, Rashi says. In mitzvahs kalos sh'adam dosh ba'akeva of tishmun. Right, that's Rashi. If you look in the Baal HaTurim, he says literally, people who aren't careful, who step on their tzitzis, right? So maybe that's too long. right? There's no maximum shear per se, but if it's long enough so that it's going to get caught, that people are going to step on it, it's going to drag on the floor, that's not covered for the tzitzis, and maybe that would be a maximum. Again, that would depend on a person's height and where the tzitzis are. So that's what the Baal Shem has a couple of pshatim, but he says, Ekev anova lamud mina ekev hazeh sholechach haregel derech anova leficha eno nogef kemo etzbo saraglayim. Okay, a little bit. Others say it a little more clearly, but again, that's the an allusion, and some of the other mafarshim say it as well. But Ekev Tishmon, you got to be careful not to step on your on the tzitzis strings. That's in terms of the maximum. Good. So tzitzis are yotzei. Ein tzitzis ela yotzei. What does that mean? Tzitzis go out. Go out a little bit. So that is a big machlokes, the Mechaber and the Arizal. Right, they overlapped in Sfat for a couple of years. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, that one should wear their talis katan on their begadim. Iker mitzvahs talis katan, says the Shulchan Aruch, lalav shor al begadav, to wear it on top of the begadim. Kdesha tamid yir ehu v'yizkar ha-mitzvos. Shulchan Aruch says, I should wear my talis katan on top of my begadim so that I always see it, right? Uri isim oso. Right, that's what it says in the Torah. The Magen Avraham quotes the Kisvei Arizal. Nope, under. Right, the Talis Katan Dafka Api Kabbalah is supposed to go under. Tachas Begadav. The Magen Avraham quotes though, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes this, that even though the Talis the Beged goes under, but the Tzitzit should be out, as our Gemara says, Davar Hayotze. Because I'll call upon him. Sorach Shiyu Tzitzis Mibachutz Velo Kina Shatochon Oson Baknafos. Not like those that tuck their tzitzis in. Mishnah Berurah. Ach, anashim sholchem bina akum yotzim bazef. You're amongst the non-Jews and you're out in the world, and wouldn't be a good idea to have the tzitzis flying. So then one can tuck them in, become akum. B'shas ha-bracha yu magun kadeh hiluk talad abas. But b'shas ha-bracha, one has to take them out. And our minhag is to hold them so that we could kiss them afterwards. Again, that's all chibuv mitzvah. There's no mitzvah per se to kiss the tzitzis. That's chibuv mitzvah to kiss the tzitzis. There's even a halachic discussion. Again, but when is the minhag to kiss the tzitzis? There's a minhag to kiss the tzitzis by the word tzitzis in Shema, and then some have the minhag of kissing the tzitzis after Baruch Sha'amar, Melech Mula Batish Bachos, among other times, various minhagim. So some poskim say, oh, maybe it's a hefsek. Because Melech Mula Batish Bachos, right, that is a bracha that goes on Sukkot the Zimra. We're not supposed to talk after Melech Mula Batish Bachos. Let's say there's a Yehesh Rabba coming. So Lechadchila, I'm supposed to say at least one pasuk of Sukkot the Zimra beforehand. And then I could answer. So what about kissing the tzitzis? So again, I think most are not makpid on it. That's not a hefsek. That's chibur mitzvah. That's part of the not talking, right? You're just kissing, right? Chibuv. The poskim talk about kissing and a hefsek also by tefillin. Some people, when they take out their tefillin, let's say they make the bracha of l'haniach, of the shel yad, of Ashkenazim, and they're going to make a bracha on the shel rosh also, but we're not supposed to have a hefsek between the shel yad and the shel rosh. But many kiss their tefillin shel rosh when they take it out, right? So is that a hefsek between not talking? Same, similar idea. Is that a hefsek? Rav Moshe talks about it's part of the mitzvah. It's chibuv mitzvah. Right, so therefore, it would not be called a hefsek. Okay, but that's the, in terms of when we see it. The Mishnah Berurah, though, continues and says, V'osan ha'anashim, he is a big fan here of wearing one's tzitzis out. V'osan ha'anashim, ha'masimin ha'tzitzis ba'mechlasayim shalahem, lo dai, shema'alimin einehem, mimaydech sibur isim oso zachartim eskol mitzvot Hashem. Not only are they covering up the special mitzvah that Hashem gave them, on mevazanein mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. Wow, Mr. Brewer is very strong. If you have a beautiful piece of jewelry that had the king's name on it, you'd want to show everybody. You'd be proud of it. You wouldn't hide it. Right, we know the Taryag Gematria, Uktil Kaman, Sim Chavdal, Sefe, Kama Mischade Adamanotzi Shmolov, Hazar Mitzah Sitzis, Zochav Ropane Ashkina, Vechulu, Da Yehudim Shisharu Leis Kate Siud Mitsuyanim Bemitzvazu, quotes Chazals, Zochem Shamshon Loshne Alaf and Mushmona Meos Avadim. Mr. Burr is a big fan of wearing one's tzitzis out. But again, this is a major halachic discussion. The question is, what did the Arizal mean? What did the Arizal mean? The Shulchan Aruch says your beged should be under. Arizal, over. The Arizal should be under. Does that only mean the beged, or does it also mean the tzitzis? Right, so that is the machlokas. Mefarshim, what did the Arizal mean? right? And that's what the Piskei Tshuvos here quotes all the long footnotes here with many different great Rabbanim on both sides of the issue. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Is it an okay idea? Every sheet that one wants is here. Again, some say it shouldn't be done. That's what the Arizal meant. Some says it should be done. But again, this is, as the he ends off, Nahara Nahara Upashte. Right, whatever one does is fine, is good, and that is the issue of wearing one's tzitzis in or out, different minhagim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanan. Tzitzis, ain't tzitzis ella anaf. Tzitzis means anaf. That means loosely hanging. Anaf. V'cheinu omer, v'yikacheni b'tzitzis roshi. Right, tzitzis roshi, like the locks of hair are hanging, and therefore you see tzitzis is meant loose. V'yamar abaya, v'tzarech lefruda kitzutzitza da'aramai. One is supposed to separate the tzitzis like the locks of an Arimian. Locks of an Arimian, Rashi. Kiblurius, the long hair. Shalov de gochavim, dvukos milamata, uprudos milamala. They're connected, and then they spread out and hang loosely, right? So too, the tzitzis are braided. As we said, there's the gadil and there's the petil, the braided part and the loose part. That's to be separated. So that's, when are they supposed to be separated? So we already have this on Tosfos. Tosfos earlier on Lama Tesma Beis, Tosfos says, on the top Tosfos, de la'achar asiyasan, tzarech lifrod. Right? After they're made, one should make sure that one separates them. It's not all gadil. It's petil, it's hanging loosely, right? So that's what Tosfos already tells us on the top of Lamites Amid Beis, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches discusses separating one's tzitzis. They shouldn't all be in knots. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Zayin. Sarech lahafrid chutei tzitzis ze mizeh. That's the whole Sif. One should separate the strings of the tzitzis ze mizeh, the Shulchan Aruch says. Mr. Brewer, shall chutbe, call chutbe for the atzmo, kadesh lo yimisubachim, echam echevero. They shouldn't be knotted together. There's a challenge when one washes tzitzis to make sure, how to do it in a way that they don't get knotted. Sometimes in a net, that helps. But either way, right after they come out, they should, be separated. And we should have in mind, right? It's a kiyum of the Shulchan Aruch. Vim nishtai lavola beis hakneses. Ah. What happens if you come to shul, and if I check my tzitzis, it's going to be an extra few seconds, and it's going to be a little, I'm going to be a little later. So, do you have a chazakah that yesterday was okay, so today is okay? That's a big discussion. An easy way to do it is to check one's tzitzis at the end of davening before they put it back into the talis bag, because then it has a chazakah right before you put it in. Right? Unless you say, you know, that's even harder for people, right? That they want to rush out. Again, that's the a discussion. Mr. Brewer says, "V'mishar lavola beis hakneses v'ideza yisbatel milaspala betzibur." The Magen Avraham says, "Ein sarach l'dachti b'zeh." Again, the Bir Halacha also says, wondering that maybe this whole halacha of hafrada wasn't just not; it was bisman tchelas and lavan. So you want the tchelas separated from the lavan, but maybe bisman hazeh says the Mishnah said the Bir Halacha, or those who don't. Who don't have the minhag, and even if one does, either way, v'tama magen Avraham says the Bir Halacha to hayom ein zerach zeichel lizman atcheles shayitzarach oz midino lahafrid atcheles min alavan v'ain bir agra shemasig alzeh v'dayt to gam hayom zerach lahafrid kol chut v'chut. That he found the olas tamid who says like the gra either way lachanchila bevade achiv lahafridan imheim misubachim kodem shiyvarech alehen. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Arizal, tzitzis stands for Tzadik Yafrit is Yosef Tamid. Tzadik Yafrit is Yosef Tamid. That sits, and again, what's the, one should, try to keep them, nicely and hanging so that one can be Mekayim this. Okay. Says the Gemara now. Tanu Rabbanan. Hitel ala Karen o ala Gadil Kshera. If one puts the tzitzis all the way on the corner of the Beged, so the Tanakam holds Kshera. We hold Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov posel b'shtei, and he said, no, you put it on the Karen or on the Gadil, all the way on the corner, or even on the thick hem at the end of the Beged, that's posel. Keman az lahad abar of Gidol marav, tzitzis shricha shetedu of tefes al Karen. So who is the one that holds like Rabbi Gidol marav? The Rav says that the tzitzis have to be hanging, no tefes al ha-Karen, which also some say means hanging down, not hanging across. That's also, how does my when I tie the tzitzis, does it go horizontal and then down, or does it just go down? So some say this means dafka go down, no tefes, dripping on the keren, shenemar, al kanfei b'deyam. But either way, come on, kavaza ben Yaakov. So that's like kavaza ben Yaakov, right, that it should be hanging on the beged already, not just under the beged, and therefore, it shouldn't be all the way at the corner. Amr Rabbi Yaakov, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, v'tzarech sheyarchik mole kesher godel. And you have to have it a little distant from the corner. Mole kesher godel. What does that mean? Rashi. Tzorach sheyag b'yenam en asafem mole kesher godel. Shirat tziporen im basar aperak rishon. So it seems like the distance from the tip of the thumb to the first knuckle. Right? That's the distance away that it has to be away from the corner. Away from the corner, it can't be right next to the corner. Mali kesher godel. V'yisof to Rav Papa, v'yisof to Rav Yaakov. So now we know. We need Rav Papa. Rav Papa, that was the last line we learned yesterday. Rav Papa says it has to be within four finger breaths. Within four, and we said that was thumbs. Within four widths of thumbs going up, that's the maximum. And now we learn the minimum, the distance from the edge of the fingernail of the thumb until the first knuckle. And that's what the Gemara is about to say. We need both of these, because one's maximum, one's minimum. Dim, either of Papa, hava minato gimel delo lerchuk tvei. With Rav Papa, who says the shear of three etzbaos distance, that's, it shouldn't be more than that. The kamatakariv mali, but the closer you do it to the corner, the better. It's just Rabbi Yaakov. That's why you need Rabbi Yaakov to say, no, no, no. There's a minimum that you can't be too close also. Vimi de Rabbi Yaakov, havamina male kesher godel, teloik rif tvei. Vekama de rachig mali. You can't be so close, but the further you are, it's fine. No, ktricha. So that's why we need it. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Yud Aleph Sif Tes. Yud Aleph Tes. Yasa hanekev ba'orech hatalis. Lo lamala migimel etzbos. Hainu Gotlin. Mipnei, Sheino Nikra Kanaf. Right? You can't have it further than three etzbos away, because that's not the Kanaf of the Beged. Right? It has to be on the corner of the Beged. It can't be on the Beged. So it has to be within three finger widths of the Beged. That is the maximum. And Velolamata mikashir sheish mikesher gudol ad hatziporen mishum shenemer al hakanaf demalamata mimlokesher gudol hayatachas hakanaf. That would be less than the corner. Vaytachas hakanaf umodin and zeh biyosher velo balachson min hakeren. You measure it from the side of the beggar, not from the diagonal point. So that is a big discussion again. If you look in the postkim, you know, how much is a fingernail and how much is the thickness. You know, there's different amounts. If you look in the Piskei Tshuva quotes all the acronym here relating to the shear of the measurements. Again, most people just buy their tzitzis, but it's somewhere between 4 centimeters and 6 centimeters, around 5 centimeters from the edge. According to Rav Chaim Noah, it would be about 4 centimeters. Either way, that's the shiurim, how much one has, where one makes the hole of the beged. Okay, good. These are all ABCs of tzitzis right here, and Yoni tzitzis are right here in Perek Atchelas. Haravina Rav Sama v'yasi kamei deravashi chazia. So Ravina and Rav Sama were sitting in front of Ravashi. Chazia Rav Sama lakarni deglima deravina. So Rav Sama and Ravina was sitting there. Rav Sama sees Rav Glima's beged. Sees Ravina's beged. Tesasar, he sees the corner ripped. Ubatzar memali kesher godel. And he saw it's less than the kesher. It's closer, right? It was ripped. Sometimes it happens, and it now is too close to the corner. Amar Leilo, Sarva Lamar Lahad, Rabbi Yaakov. You know what Rabbi Yaakov said? Rabbi Yaakov said it can't be within a Mali Kesher Godel. Amar Leilo, B'shas HaSiyah Etmar. That's B'shas HaSiyah. To make sure, when it's made, it has to be perfect. But over time, if it rips a little bit, that's okay. Va'asu Lahem Tzitzis. A lot of the details are from the Shas HaSiyah. So as long as it's from the Shas HaSiyah, and it's done there, so then even if later on it's a problem, right? Like similar to the Garduman halacha that we have, right? As long as the shear is there originally, so then that would be okay. The Prima Gadim discusses, the Prima Gadim here asks in Simen Yud Aleph on this halacha, Madua din zeh dafka benikar atzitzis lefachos mikesher godel. right? We say, oh, as long as it was okay at the beginning, it's okay now, only when it gets closer to the corner. But the Prima Gondim assumes that if it's further from the corner, if it's more than 3 hours away, we don't say, oh, as long as it started off okay, that it's okay. No, no, no. That's worse. The Sfasemis here has a suffix about it. He just wonders. He says, why does the Gemara only talk about the case where it ripped out towards the edge of the Beged and not ripped in towards the inside of the Beged? So he just has that as a suffix. Yesh la ayin. Im gam lehifach tali b'shas asiyah, kagon shayya to gimel v'asa achakach tosefes tefach b'shas ha-beged, b'sfas ha-beged, ikashak yivet b'shas asiyah yito gimel. The Prima Gondim assumes not. Presumes that the Gemara only talks about within, because without it will be a problem. What's the difference? So the Tehila L'David, the Achronim says, well, maybe that's worse, because once it's, I think Mechalik, once it's too far away, that's called Beged. That's not called Kanaf anymore. We said before, too close is called Tachas HaKanaf, but not Kanaf. But what's Tacha? That's maybe Mamish, the edge. Mamish, where there's hardly anything. But if it gets a little smaller, that's still called Kanaf. But once it gets away, more than 3 atzbos away from the corner, so that's worse. Shekula zu sholcham acharshas asiyah nema rak l'masha besocha kanaf. Avalam nitak liyoser mishlosh atzbos nimsa shatzitzios achshav tzulius betocha beged. V'lala kanaf. Ubofen zeh lohokshur atzitzios klal. And therefore it's not going to help. Right? So that's why it's only in one direction and not in the other. Anyway, so that's what Ravina answers Rav Sama. Rav Sama says to Ravina, again, Rav Sama says to Ravina, didn't it rip? So Ravina answers him, no, b'shas asiyah, se'ichsef. Rav Sama was kind of a little embarrassed that he had said this, and it really, sometimes, you know, when we try to give tochacha and it ends up that I'm the one that needs the tochacha, I'm the one that's wrong, so I feel bad. Ichsif, Samalei Ravashi. Lo tichsif l'char. Ravashi says, Ravashi, who they were sitting in front of, says, don't worry about it. It's not your fault. Chad minay o ketrei minan. One of them is like two of us. What does that mean? Ravina came from Eretz Yisrael. So as the Gemara says elsewhere, you know, Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkim. And therefore, he came from Eretz Yisrael. So chad minay o ketrei minan. So it's not your fault that he bested you, so to speak. Rashi, chad minay o b'nei Eretz Yisrael. V'ravina Eretz Yisrael l'havei. Rina was from Eretz Yisrael, right? That's the Gemara in Maseches Baba Basra. That's what the Gemara says. Beferish. Gemara says Kuf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Shma Mina Avira De Eretz Yisrael Machkim. That's the lashon of the Gemara Kuf Nun Ches Amid Beis. Right? Says the Rashbam there. Shemesha Alisi LeEretz Yisrael Nasati Es Libi Latzeis Mishitasi Arishona V'Lamod Al Amitas Advarim. Right? I got the MS. Right, one of the Amorim, I think it was Reb Zera, maybe did everything he could to forget all of his learning in Chutz Laaretz when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Right, Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Right, we like to quote that the Ritva on the Gemara Ksubis Tafayin Hey, where this comes up also. Gemara there talks about a pasuk about Letzion. Says the Ritva there, Avira de Machkim Le Vizoche Ba Biyishivasa. And your Zoche in its yeshiva, Lefi, and somebody who comes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, is even more intense. Lefi she yatsa mitumas Eretz Hagoyim, v'nechlas tachas kanfei Hashchina. Right, it's like a ger. It's like a ger. It's like there's even higher levels that they left, and they reached levels, they were moser nefesh. Also, I might add, says the Ritva, kiksha adam lo made chutzlim kamo koveya tamudo yoser umatzliach levishinim is batel. Less distractions, because you're not used to where we grew up and everything, where we came from, right? And therefore it's even more connected to the Torah and the Chachma. The Chashuke Chemed there in Baba Basra, we don't have one in Menachos, so in Baba Basra, he discusses, is it even if you just visit Avir Deretzol Machim? What happened? You have to live there to get to the Avir Tzol Machim? What about just visiting? So it's two days in the Magen Avraham and Hilchos Shabbos about the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. But he quotes, the case was Reuven, right? There was someone who was trying to help his son who was being mitkashe in his limud. Being Madagan, they lived in Chutz Laaretz. And the question was, is it kedai to come to bring his son during a Bein Azmanim for a Bikur in Eretz Yisrael? Ulay Yiftach Mocho. Right, maybe. Kidam Rinan. Hopefully we all have open brains. Kidam Rinan Bababa Basra. Like I said, Avir Deretz Yisrael Machim. Is that even for those who just visit? So he goes, an unbelievable raya. Unbelievable. He quotes from the Imre Shefer, Shlomo Kluger on Chumash, where the pasuk says the parsha Shlach, Vayipa Moshe v'Aaron al pneiem, by the miraglim, Moshe and Aaron fell on their faces, v'Yoshua ben Anun v'Kaleb ben Yefune, minatarim es haaretz, karo b'deihem. So first of all, what is the minatarim es haaretz? We know that. That's the whole story going on here. What's the emphasis of min hatarim es haaretz karu big dayhem? What do we have to know that for? So explains the Rav Shlomo Kluger, kriyas begadim is avelus. That means it's done. We don't tear our begadim before the p'tira. Where there's even a shayla, remember the Gemara Nedarim, if somebody finds out that somebody died, they tear, and then they find out, no, the person had fainted and now they died. And if it was after Tokel HaDibur, they have to tear again. So kriya means finality. Right, that's what kriya does. That means there's no more hope in this regard. So Yeshua and Kalev tore their begadim because they realized it was all over by the miraglim. But Moshe and Aaron naflal paneim. Nefilas hapayim is tefila. Nefilas hapayim, it must be they were still davening. It must be they thought that there was still hope. So how is it that they still thought there was hope, but Yeshua and Kalev had something that they knew there was no more hope? It must be min hatarim es haaretz. They just came back from Eretz Yisrael. If they just came back from Eretz Yisrael, Avir Eretz Yisrael is Machim. And if it was Machim, that's why they had the insight that even Moshe and Aaron didn't have at that time. Ro'u az Yosef Moshe and Aaron, and that's why Moshe and Aaron naflo apeneihem. Right? Because they thought, Efshal avat al akzerach, Yeshua binun b'gabit yifunim, and atarmes aretz, far nichnusul Eretz Yisrael, Avir Eretz Yisrael is Machim. Therefore they were higher, v'yodo ki efas tikva. Unbelievable. That's mashma, but just that whole of Shlomo Kluger in the Imre Shefer, that even Nechnas Aretz Yisrael Arai, right, they weren't going to live there at that time, they were just going to be Taru Es Aretz Hechkimu, Hechkimu. Unless you say, right at the last line, they went in because this was their pilot trip. Right, they were going in because they were going to, you know, it wasn't like they were going to visit or going back. Right, this was the ultimate pilot trip, the first pilot trip in history. Right, that they had. So he has that discussion. Okay, Makor is for everything. Weiter. So we continue. Ravina. Okay, we just did that story. Ravacha. Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Rami Arba Va'ayif Luhu Meyaf. So there were different minhagim. We know what our minhag is of how many strings that go in and how we fold it. So not everybody did that. Bizmana Gemara. Rabbi Yaakov Rami Arba, he took four strings, Va'ayif Luhu Meyaf, and he folded them over, and when they were folded, he put them into the holes. Uma'ayu Luhu Baglima, Va'avik Luhu Meyvak, and then he like did a slip knot with the two edges. Kesavar bein and tmanya beglima. He held you need eight going into the hole. Kihechid levi gedil gedilim b'makom til. He darshits it in a double way, so he had eight going in. Fine. Revir miyami difti rami tmanya de inushitzar. He put in eight strings, which turned out to be 16. Right, eight folding over into 16. Velovik lehu, and he did not slip knot them. He did like us, but he did eight instead of four. Right, he did double. Mar bere de ravina avakidi done. And he did like us, and that is the 8-4, which turned into 8. Rav Nachman Ashkechel Rav Ada Barava Rami Chutei V'Kamevarech Laso Sitzis. Here we go, getting into brachas. Rav Nachman found Rav Ada Barava, who made a bracha when he put the tzitzis into the holes. He didn't just say L'Shem Mitzvah Sitzis. He made a bracha by the S.E.S. Tzitzis. Omer Lei, Matzisi Shamana. What do I hear, tzitzis? What do I hear? I hear something. Hachi Amarav, tzitzis ain't sricha bracha. Tzitzis doesn't get a bracha. What are you doing? Kinoch nafshe deravuna. So we don't make a bracha by asiyah tzitzis. That's what we paskin. We don't make a bracha when we make tzitzis. Kinoch nafshe deravuna. All Rav Chizda lemirma derava derav. When Rav Huna was nifter, Rav Chizda became the Rosh Yeshiva, and he asked the stira. Rav on Rav. Oh, so Rav says here that you don't make a bracha on tzitzis. What about the following? How do I know that a goy cannot make tzitzis? So that's the drasha. A goy can't make tzitzis. So it's a stira. Says the Gemara. What's the stira? What does that have to do with brachas? What's the stira? Rav says, you don't make a bracha when you make tzitzis. Rav says, a goy can't make tzitzis. What's the stira? So the Gemara explains. Amar Rav Yosef, Kesava Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda holds Kol Mitzvah Shekshir Bo Vikol Chovim B'Yisrael Ein Tzorach Lavarech. Any Chefse Shal Mitzvah that a goy can make, a Jew does not make a bracha. That's the rule. If the goy can make it, that means there's no lishma element here. It's not something uniquely related to kedusha, and therefore there's no bracha. Kol mitzvah shepsula b'avikachavim, any mitzvah that a goy cannot create the chefza, b'yisrael tzarech levarech. Right, a Jew makes the bracha. So here a goy is excluded. What does that show? According to this rule, you should make a bracha. Right, that's the yestira that Rav Chisda asks, derav adarav. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Is that really true that we would have, whenever it's a guy making it, no bracha, no guy making it, you do make a bracha? Is that really true? We're going to ask in a second. But even before that, Tosfos. So Gemara here says that a guy is excluded from making tzitzis. What about a woman? A woman is not obligated in the midst of tzitzis. Could a woman be tola the strings on the tzitzis? Tosfos. Minayin letzitzis b'okachavim yipsula. Mashma ha'yishak she'era. Mashma, a woman is okay. There's b'nei Yisrael v'lo akum. But mashma when it's kosher, v'lo amar kol she'eno bilavisha eno ba'asiya. It does not say that type of chazal. If you're not in the wearing, you're not in the making. It doesn't say that. T'halok siv begufa levisha ela bikilayim. U'milsa achrisihi v'gabi tefillin darshi gavna. By tefillin, we have such a drasha, kol she'ena bikshira eno biksiva. But you don't have it by tzitzis. That is Tosfos's diak. So Tosfos here sounds like a woman can be told of the tzitzis. You look at Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin, Memhei. Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, Mikanam Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara is there talking about tefillin. Kosh yeshne bekshira, yeshne beksiva. Rabbeinu Tam extends that. Mikanam Rabbeinu Tam, de'ein isha ogedes lulav v'oset tzitzis. A woman should not be involved in any of the Zman Grumas, creating the Chefzes, because she's not obligated. Kiva to lo mifkida. That's Shidash Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says a woman can't make tzitzis, a woman shouldn't be ogei the lulav. The Einira and Tosfos argues based on our Gemara. The Einira, dahami de paslina beresh hatcheles, tzitzis bovi kochavim, dadarish b'nei Yisrael va'asu, v'lo bovi kochavim, michlal de isha ksheira. V'yamina nami, right, sukkas ganbach. Right, sukkahs, right, the goy can make a sukkah. Sukkahs gan bak sheira, perakam de sukkah. Right, the Afka, women aren't included in sukkah, but gan bak, goy, nashim, right, women can make a sukkah. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't go that far, does he? We don't have any evidence of that here. But, so why dafka tzitzis? Why is tzitzis any different? So that's why Tosfos argues. The dafka sefer Torah tefillin mezuzah dechsibu ksharta muchsaftam dashinun hachi. Dafka by stam, says the Tosfos. Machlokas palei Tosfos, whether women can and can make tzitzis. So what do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this. Shulchan Aruch here in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yudalid. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Balei HaTosfos Vayishak Shira LaSosan. A woman can make tzitzis. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Rama v'yish machmirin lahasrech hanashem shiasu osan v'tov lasoskin lachachila. To be machmir for the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That is the machlokas b'chaber the Ramah. The poskim quote two reasons: b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, or kol she'eno b'levisha eino b'asiya. Right, there might be nafkaminas. The Mishnah Berurah here quotes a different nafkaminas. Lulav and sukkah would be the nafkaminas, because there's no b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael there, but it's kol she'eno b'chi of yeshiva, eino b'asiyah. But again, that's Rabbeinu Tam against the other shitos of the Balei HaTosfos. And again, but it's the diakir, Tosfos Menachas Membeis, Tosfos in Gittin Daf Memhei.
But we had a right that a woman can wear tzitzis.
Again, the wearing is different. Women wearing is, as we said, that's a Zman Grama, and women are allowed to do Zman Grama. It's machlokas about the bracha. They're talking about creating the chefza. Creating the chefza for someone who's mechuyev in the mitzvah, you know, could be different. Katan also. Katan wouldn't, unless the katan is making it for himself. Katan can make this for himself. That is, okay. Fine. So, Kedijah Zagamara, second wide line. Again, each of these are huge topics, but, trying to do our best. Viklalahu, is this a klal? If a guy cannot make it, then there's no then there is a bracha. If a guy can make it, then there is no bracha. V'kalahu vary mila dikshereba v'kachavim. But by the mitzvah mila, that according to this Tana, right, that a guy can do bris mila. The Tanya ir she'in barofi Yisrael v'ish barofi armoi v'yofi kusi. There's no Jewish mohel. But there's a goy and a kusi. Yamol armoy val yamol kusi. Divrei Meir. Meir says better for the non-Jew to do it. Better for the non-Jew, because the non-Jew never does circumcision l'shem anything. So he's not going to do it l'shem avodah zarah, but a kusi might. Rabbi Yehuda omer kusi v'lo armoy. Ubi Yisrael tzarech levarich. So Mila can be done by a goy, and yet you make a bracha. Says the Gemara, Midi hutaime el l'rav, Rav mifsal pasul. Rav argues, Rav says a goy cannot do Mila. To itma minayin Mila bovik alchalim shepsula. How do we know it's goy is pasul? Darabar papa mishvei derav amar v'yata es brisi tishmar. Rabbi Yochanan amar himol yimol hamol yamul. Right, two different drashas. Either way, it's not a violation of the principle. Because Rav says, a guy cannot do Mila, and that's why you're not going to make a bracha on the Mila. Notice, the Gemara doesn't make a big deal about it, but we'll talk about this soon. The Gemara has just transitioned from creating a Hechsher mitzvah to actually doing a mitzvah. Right? We were talking about creating a sukkah, and creating a tzitzis, and creating any of these items, and the mitzvah of Mila. Right? That's not the same. Right, mitzvah mila, it's not a hechsher mitzvah. That's a mamisha mitzvah. It's being machsher me for the rest of my life. But that's a, the Gemara though does not, make a, this doesn't say anything loudly about it. We'll pick up on that by the Shem soon. Let's continue. Sukkah, misayalei, tfilin avet yufte. Sukkah is a proof to this principle, while tfilin would be a problem with this principle. Hari sukkah, dekshirabo vikochavim, Sukkah a goy can make. Ditanya, sukkah zovei kochavim, sukkah nashim, sukkah behemah, sukkah kusim. Sukkah b'chol makom, b'chol makom kshera. All these individuals can make a sukkah. Ubevat shetei musuchachas kehilchasa, as long as you did it properly. Ubi Yisrael, ain't tzorach lavarich. So they can do it, and a Jew does not make a bracha. So that fits his principle. That's a siyua. Ditanya ha'osa sukkah la'atzma omer baruch adah Hashem l'kem ha'chalam shechiyanu v'kimanu v'gyanu l'adman hazeh. You're making a sukkah, you say a shechiyanu. Right, you don't make a bracha on the sukkah. But we don't do that either. But le'shev ba'omer baruch adah Hashem l'kem ha'chalam asher k'adishanim zav zivanu le'shev ha'sukkah. V'yul la'aso sukkah lo mavarech. But in the times of making the sukkahs, you don't make a bracha on making a sukkah. You don't make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah. There's a Yerushalmi about this, but this is a raya that you don't make a separate bracha. Shechianu is a different type of bracha. Shechianu is not a birchas mitzvah in the usual sense. So sukkah is a raya. The Gemara here says ba leisheva. There's an interesting diak in a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah tells us something that I think we've noted this in the past, that it's pretty amazing that nowhere in Shas is there a clear-cut answer, should you make Kiddush sitting or standing? Now, one would think that's such an important event every week that we should know. So it's totally not clear in the Gemara. The Rishonim discuss it. The Rambam doesn't say a word in Hilchos Shabbos, but there's a diuk in Hilchos Sukkah about what he thinks in Hilchos Shabbos. All three opinions are quoted on the page of the Shulchan Aruch. All three, standing the whole time, sitting the whole time, standing for the first half and sitting for the second half. On Friday night, we're all talking about. On Friday night. Three ways of making Kiddush. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav, the Rambam Shita is Leishev, as the Gemara here says, is literal sitting. Right? We generally don't hold that way. Most Rishonim say Leishev just means being in the Sukkah. Being in the Sukkah, not literally sitting in the Sukkah. But the Rambam says, Kolzmashi ikanis leshiva sukkah, kol shiva, mivarech, kodem sheyeshev, asher kadeshanim v'zad v'ana leshiva sukkah. The Rambam says it's literally leshev, and therefore, you have to make the bracha before you sit down. The Raya just says two words, lo daik. It's not correct. But, back to the Rambam, and that's what the Rambam says, ubelele yantif harishon, and that's why the first night of sukkis, mivarech ala sukkah, v'acharkach mivarech ala zman. You make the bracha on the sukkah and make it then shay shech yanu. Umisader kol habrachas ala kos, nimsa mikadesh meumad umivarech leishev asukkah v'yoshev v'acharkach mivarech alazman. The Rambam says, oh, so you see what comes out. You make the bracha of Kiddush and leishev asukkah, and then you sit down and then you say shech yanu. V'kazeh hayaminag rabosai v'rabanei svarad lekadesh meumad bilel yom rishon shel chag asukkahs. And this is how we used to make Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot. So the Rambam just saying that, not to medayik anything, sounds like he's saying, so on Sukkot you make Kiddush standing up. Mashba, that on Friday night, you make Kiddush sitting down. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Shulchan Aruch says sitting down the whole time, and then I think it's the Ramah, I forgot which is the second one and the third one, the Ramah says that Yoser Tov, to stand up, right, and then some say stand up for Vayechulu, which means sitting down for the second half. Okay, all three are in that sif, but that's the Diyuk of the Rambam about the Leishev. Okay, but either way, that is Sukkah. So Sukkah is a Raya to this principle, right? The Goyim and others can make it, and that's why there's no bracha on making it. V'ilu, but there is a Shechiyanu according to this Gemara. V'ilu las Tilin Tiyuftei. Tefillin, though, is a problem. Why? Tefillin, the psalms, while we call chavim, tefillin is possible for a guy, so you would think that you should make a bracha on creating tefillin. The tani refchen and abrei derava, mi pashranya, sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, shekasvan, stuki, kusi, ovik, ochavim, evet, isha, katan, mumar, psulin, all of those are possible. Shenemar, ukshartem, uksavtam, kosh yeshno, bekshiri, yeshno, beksiva. Whoever is in the mitzvah of tying the tefillin is in the mitzvah of ksiva. Kosh yeshno, bekshiri, yeshno, beksiva. Right, that the kshira and ksiva, but it says sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah. Even though women are obligated in mezuzah, but it's compared to the sefer Torah and the tefillin. Ubi Yisrael ain't tzarich lavarich. And yet, even though a guy can't create this chefza, we would say according to Rav's rule, you should make the bracha. No, Yisrael ain't tzarich lavarich. The shalach Rav Chia, berei de Rav Huna, mishmei de Rav Yochanan, al tefillin shal yad omer baruch asher kedushana b'mitzvah v'sivana laniach tefillin. Al tefillin shal rosh omer baruch asher kadoshanu mitzvah v'sivanu al mitzvah tefillin ve'ilu lasos tefillin lo mavarech, but you don't make a bracha of lasos tefillin. So that violates the rule of a rav. Okay, stop there for a moment. There's a reason for that, as the Gemara is about to explain why that is different. I think we mentioned in the past shiurim in terms of the two different brachas on tefillin. It's not one bracha on the, even though the Gemara, we do it, Ashkenazim do it, one bracha on the tefillin shal yad, one bracha on the tefillin shal rosh, they're really two brachas on tefillin. Right? Because even if I only have a tefillin shal rosh, I make two brachas, the Ramah says, on the tefillin shal rosh. So it's two brachas on the tefillin, even though the tefillin, we discussed this at the beginning of the parak, are two different mitzvahs. And we discussed the thought from Rav Soloveitchik that there are two types of brachas ha-mitzvah. There's a bracha on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, most of the time, bracha on lulav, and bracha on tzitzis, anytime I make a bracha. And there's also a bracha sometimes on the chalos ha-mitzvah. Whenever a mitzvah achieves a status, it's not just a ma'isa ha-mitzvah, then that bracha is not just on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, but on the chalos ha-mitzvah. Sometimes there are two brachas for that reason, like tefillin. Right, there's a bracha of lahaniach on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the bracha al mitzvahs, because there's a chalos, that's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Karkafta de lo manach tefillin. When I wear tefillin, I'm a different person. The Gemara in Brachos, beginning of the fifth parak, Gemara in Brachos, about earlier, the beginning of Ein Omdin, I think, that where the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim was a little bit, Bad Chituva, was a little lightheaded. He said, don't worry, I'm wearing tefillin. I'm wearing tefillin. And the answer is, the Maritz Chayis there says, because a person's a different person when one wears tefillin. So there's a bracha on the Chalos HaMitzvah, and that might be the bracha on Kiddushin. That's where there's a fancy bracha on Kiddushin. So sometimes there are two brachas, sometimes there's just a fancy bracha. Right, the bracha of Kiddushin, right, this Eishes Ish, the mitzvah. Mila, two brachas, Al HaMila and La Chizvah Rizah Shal Avram Avinu. And there are others, maybe Al HaTevila, maybe Al HaShchita. Sometimes there's the regular bracha, Berachas HaMitzvah, formulation, but it's just looked at as a Chalos HaMitzvah. Why? Does sometimes there are two, sometimes they're special? Okay, we don't know. We don't know exactly why Chazal picked on each one, but we can still say that certain brachos are not just a Ma'isa HaMitzvah, but on the Chalos HaMitzvah. Tosfos, not here, but Tosfos in Sukkah, says this Gemara clearly implies that there is no bracha of Shechiyanu by tefillin. Right? Even if you want to say you make a bracha of Shechiyanu when you make tefillin, when you make a sukkah, right? This Gemara says that there's no bracha. And what about when you put on the tefillin for the first time? Right? So Tosfos in Sukkah wonders what all the rules and regulations are about Shechiyanu. Right? It's not so clear. Not so clear, you know, when do you say Shechiyanu? First time you put on a new talis, first time you put on tefillin, first time Tosfos wonders. Yesh mitzvos, maishna, says Tosfos, maishna, the yesh mitzvos shetiknu levarach Shechiyanu. The yesh mitzvos shelo takinu, ba'asiyah sukkah, it's lulav takinu. Making the sukkah and the lulav We don't, but they did. Ubasias tzitzis v'tfilin lo takino. Right, and he quotes our Gemara. V'chena pidyon ha-ben mevarech shechianu. Pidyon ha-ben make shechianu v'ilo ha-mila lo mevarech, but not on bris mila. Right, the minag in chutz la'aretz. Right, only pidyon ha-ben and bris mila. In Eretz Yisrael, they make a shechianu by bris mila too. But Tosfos has that's the minag of outside. V'chena kriyas megillah mevarech shechianu. V'ilo ha-kriyas halel lo mevarech. So Tosfos says, what's the rule? V'nira, he has one line, de mitzvah she'esh alea simcha tiknu shechianu. Damrina ba'aroa de mevarech al kenel chadashim. So any mitzvah that has simcha related to it, that's a little tough, because, well, there's some, yes, I'm not, so mila has saradinuka, so maybe that's why you don't have a, you don't say shechianu. But there's more simcha by sukkah and lulav than by tzitzis and tefillin. Right, so that's the, okay, but either way, this is a big discussion. Big discussion in the postgame. When do you say Shechina? When you're not? The Rambam discusses this also in Ilchus Brachos. But again, that's not so clear when and there is even Halach Lamaisa. First time a person puts on tefillin. First time a person wears a beg, a talis. Do you make a Shechina or not? The Taz says you do. Shach says you don't. Sfiras HaOmer. Big discussion in the Rishonim. Why there's no Shechianu by Sfiras HaOmer. Right? The Baal Amor at the end of Psachim. It reminds us that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so it's tinged with sadness. The Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece on Sfiras HaOmer. Okay, either way, let's continue, because we still have what to do. So Ella, the Gemara says, there's a different reason why you don't make a bracha when you make tefillin, when you make tzitzis. Ella lav hainu taima. Call mitzvah da asiyasa. Gemara mitzvah, any mitzvah that the asiyasa is the last stage. If what you're doing is the final stage of the mitzvah, kagon mila, the rule is it the final stage of the mitzvah? Even if a guy could do mila, right? Even if the guy could do mila, the Jew's going to make a bracha because it's the final stage. The call mitzvah, that's yasa lav gemar mitzvah, could go in tefillin. You're not going to make a bracha because making the tefillin is not the final stage. Ain asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Ubetitzis valka miflagi. Machlokas by tzitzis is the following. Marisav rechovas talasu. So therefore, it's asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Umarisav rechovas gavrahu. And the other one says, no, it's rechovas gavra, and therefore, it is not, the mitzvah is not finished yet. Amalir Mordechai Rabashi, atun hachi masnisola. You learned it like that. Anan hachi masninanla. Amar viuda marab minan lutzizva vodi kochavim shakshera. Shenemar, we have Rav holding that it's kosher, not pasul. Tabreo b'nei Yisrael v'asulam tzitzis ya'asu lahem achirim. Period. So that we have a statement that Rav says that a goy can make tzitzis. Period. Two major sources. First, the Nitziv. Right? The Nitziv is mentioned in many places in Shas, but it's about this daf. Menachas Membeis. The Nitziv at the end of the Shiltos in Kuf Samach Tes discusses why the Shiltos says the mitzvah is to build a sukkah. To sit in the sukkah. What do you mean to build the sukkah? So that's where, again, in short, we can spend the rest of the shiur, or a few shiurim on this, in Kuf Samach Tes, the Nitziv develops his idea of Hechsher Mitzvah Haksuva Batorah. He says, sometimes there are preparatory stages of mitzvahs that you have to do stam. You have to cut the shofar off of the ram to get the shofar. You have to, you know, many times, you have to do something in order to create the Hechsa to get it. But that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. But sometimes the Torah itself explicates the Hechsher Mitzvah. Va'asu lahem tzitzis. Uchesavtam al mezuzas beisecha. The ksiva, the asiya. Whenever the Torah itself mentions the Hechsher Mitzvah, that gives it special status. And that's why, says the Nitziv on this daf, the only havaminas, the only mitzvahs that were brought here that you might make a bracha on the creation are the ones of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuba Torah. It doesn't say here, it doesn't have the possibility that cutting the horn off the ram is going to get a bracha. Of course not. Only Hechsher Mitzvahs Aksuvas Batoras. So what are those? So, tzitzis and mezuzah. Maybe Kiddushin, according to the Rosh, that Kiddushin is not a mitzvah. The Rambam says it is. But even if it's not a mitzvah, it's Hechsher Mitzvahs Aksuvas Batorah. Ki Yikach. Kavod Shabbos, Oneg Shabbos, maybe. Pasuk in Navi. Right? So again, there's a few. Sukkah, matzah, also, Ushmartem as Matzos. Right? That also, Shabbos, tzitzis, Shchita, if that's a Hechsher Mitzvah. But either way, and there are many nafkaminas that would come up. Do you say Mitzvah Bo Yosemi B'Shlucho? Right? Do you say Zrizim Akdimim L'Mitzvahs? Do you say Osek B'Mitzvah Patam and a Mitzvah? Right? All of those are nafkaminas, possibly. Is there a Havamina to make a Bracha? That's the Netziv in all these. Then he says beautifully at the end, he says, maybe that's the pshat. We have like five or six pshatim that we've had over the years. Right? To, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zachas Yisrael. L'Fichach Hirba Lem Torah Mitzvos. Hashem wanted to give us a schus, he gave us a lot. What do you mean give us a lot? The Torah is a perfect unit. Right? There's more, there's not more than there's supposed to be. What do you mean Hirba Lahem? There's 613, that's what they're supposed to be. What's the Hirba? So says the Netziv, no, the Hechshem Mitzvos Aksuvas Patorah. He gives a schar, ki'ilu, it's a mitzvah, and that's the hirba leim Torah mitzvahs. They're not really part, but he puts them in anyway to give us schar. Good. That is one, the Netziv. The other point to mention is the Beis HaLevi, one of the most gorgeous Beis HaLevis. Also, where the Beis HaLevi discusses the Gemara Nedarim, why did the Churban Beis HaMikdash happen? Because they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Why didn't they say Berachas HaTorah? Right, all the Mefarshim. What was the big deal? They learned, they just didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Why? Says the Beis HaLevi, because there are two parts of Talmud Torah. There's Lomad Amanas Lasos, and Limad HaTorah Lishma. Learning to do and learning to learn. They only believed in type 1 learning and not type 2 learning. Lomad Amanas Lasos. And therefore they didn't make a bracha. Why? Because what does our daf say? Ein Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvasa. If it's not the final stage, so then you're not going to make a bracha on it. They thought learning wasn't the final stage. It was only limud HaMinas Lasos. They rejected limud HaTorah Lishma, which is the final stage, and that's tragic. Right? When we think that Torah is not about bringing us closer to Hashem directly, but it's only about knowing what to do, so then that's one of the contributions to the Churban. Again, putting together the Gemara Nedarim and the Gemara here in Menachos and the two types of Talmud Torah. That's the Beis HaLevi in the beginning of Parshas Mishpatim, in short. Okay, let's continue. As you salat. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Asan min hakotzim min hanim min hagradim. If somebody tries to make tzitzis from the edges, right, the knots that stick out, other strings that are hanging down, psula, right, those are pasul. Rashi says it wasn't made lishma. The strings have to be made lishma. Tosfos quotes Rashi that we don't have. Tasev olamanasi is the problem. Right? No, these strings were here, but it wasn't made l'shem. It was there beforehand, right? Before the mitzvah of tzitzis existed. And Tosfos doesn't like that pshat. It's good. Our Rashi doesn't have that pshat. But that's 2 days. Minasisim ksheira, but if somebody uses a spool of thread, it's kosher. Because you don't need tevia lishma, according to this opinion. You don't need to make the threads lishma. Whether you need to make the threads of the tzitzis lishma for the tzitzis. Kitanoi, maybe this is a parallel, machlokas tanoim, tzipanzov, if I made golden tefillin, I'd have covered it with gold. Or I used non-kosher animal skin, psulos, or behemoth tahora, ksheros, viava bishlo ibdan lishman. Tanakama, the ibud, the tanning, the preparation of the leather does not have to be lishma. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af or behema Torah, psulos achi abdan lishma. It has to be. So the Gemara compares tevia lishma and ibud lishma. Right? The making of the threads and the making of the boxes. The Gemara compares those two. Whether it is needed, right? Tosfos wonders. Tosfos in Ketanoi. How could you compare? Maybe it's different. But the Gemara compares them. Also, Rashi and Tosfos here discussed. What about Talia Lishma? What about putting them into the Beged Lishma? Homachlokis is whether it has to be threaded, made into threads Lishma. Do you need Talia Lishma? So that's what Tosfos also discusses here. Whether we would say that, but definitely we try to do that, right? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses also about the Tevia. Shulchan Aruch here in Simen Yud Aleph Os Sif Hey, Shulchan Aruch says Yud Aleph Hey, where is it? Hachutin Sharach Shiyu Tevuyin Lishman Aleph. The chutin have to be made lishma. The ishbachmir nafil lenafsan, maybe the combing out of the raw wool. V'amidag lagab b'niputz. We don't wear makeup by the niputz, but the tefi has to be lishma. She yomar betchilas ativu she osa ken l'shem tzitzis. They osa ken l'shem tzitzis. Do it at the beginning, and then kala osa al das rishonu osa. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. But again, at least at the beginning, it should be done. Should be done lishma. Good. Let's just continue a little more. How do you dye it when you have the tchelas dye? Amalei my sinan dam chilazon v'samanin. You bring the dam of the chilazon and some spices. Ramina lohu b'yar. You put it in a big pot. Umar tachina lei. You boil it up. V'shakilina persa. You take a little bit out in like an eggshell, like a bowl. Vitamina luhubudra, and you test it out. You stick a little wool in there and you test it, how it's going to be collate the color. Vishadidanle, but after that was just for a test. So you can't use that wool. and you can't use that. So what do? You have to throw out that egg, whatever's in the egg. And you have to burn the wool that was used for the testing. Shema mina tlas, and you learn three things from this halacha. Shema mina t'ima psula. Shema mina that if you just covered it for testing, it's pasul. Shema mina t'bina tzvi l'shma. And also you need to be tzovea il l'shma. Shema mina t'ima pasla. And also we learned that t'ima, if I take the test t'cheles, I can't put it back in to the big pot. And if I did, it's going to pasul whatever's left. Says the Gemara, hainu t'ima psula, hainu tzvi l'shma. Aren't the first two things the same? It's possible because you need lishma. Amar Ravashi matam kamar matam team of psula. You shouldn't be in tzvi lishma. Right, the test case is going to be possible because you need it to be tzviya lishma. Tosfos wonders, what if you have both in mind? What if you have testing, but if it works out, I'm going to use it. Why can't you have both in mind? Little Tosfos ma. Tosfos says that's a problem. Why? Ha menachas. Right, it's like thinking kmitza lishma v'shalol lishma. Right, and therefore it's going to pasul, like we had earlier in the Masechta. Rabbi Elchanan and the Kovet Shiurim, ma inyan tzitzis eitzel kachim. How could you compare lishma v'shalol lishma by menachis and lishma v'shalol lishma by tzitzis? That's Rabbi Elchanan and the Kovet Shiurim, chelik beis simin chav beis. He discusses this one line in Tosfos. Kitanoi, just one more section. Maybe this is really machlokas tanoim. Tima psula mishum shenemar kalil techeles. Divei Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel has to be pure techeles. Rabbi Yochanan ben Abai omer afilu mar'e sheni sheba kasher. Even a secondary, if it's a little diluted, kasher mishum shenemar ushni tolas. Again, comparing it to elsewhere. Shni tolas, therefore you see, you don't need the original dye, pure, unadulterated. It could even be used the Marisheni of the Zahoris. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Again, I wouldn't get to it, but on the bottom here, the bottom line of Tosfos, I'll have to do that in tomorrow's daf. Tosfos quotes the Rambam. Pirsha ben Moshe ben Maimon, right here in the last line of the daf. Menachas Membeis, Rambam. That's a little, as you remember, but either way, Hashem, we will say it on tomorrow's daf when we learn more about the Chila zone and that this is connected called Tarakula and Tchilas Domaliyam, Domalurakia. That's all on tomorrow's daf.